Hoffman here.
Hi, it's Gabriel Pollard here.
Gabriel, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Can you hear me all right?
I can, yeah. Are you a freelance journalist?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Are you, what's Wikinews exactly?
Wikinews is a online site with heaps of citizen journalists, those who haven't necessarily gone to journalism school or anything like that, and then they just compile news reports, gathering information from other news reports, seeing as we don't get many stuff like this because we're Wikinews and not mainstream media.
Oh, okay. Yep, sure.
It's a sister site of Wikipedia.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep. No, that's cool.
Okay, are you ready for the interview?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, great. Was Freeview a good idea to replace analogue transmission of television?
Well, I think the key thing is that, look, digital television was always going to be necessary to bring us, you know, up to speed with what's happening all around the world. And National supports the move to digital TV, no question about that. There's some economic benefits to it, and also, you know, technology moves on and we have to keep up to date with the latest technology, so we supported that move.
So you say you supported it, but has the Labour-led government done a good job with it, with the new channels and other upcoming stuff onto Freeview, etc.?
No, I don't think they have done a great job. Basically, I mean, when you look around, you know, how many people do you know who actually have a Freeview set-top box? Well, it's only two things that are going to get people switching to Freeview. And one is having stuff on those channels that people really want to watch. And the other is having an analogue switch-off date. And at the moment, there's nothing to make people want to switch over to Freeview. So at the moment, it's a bit of a white elephant, and I don't think it has been well managed by Steve Mahari. And yeah. Basically, he's poured a whole lot of government money into it, public money, but there's very little accountability for how that money's actually spent.
Mm-hmm. That leads me to another question, what you said before. Have you or anyone you know subscribed to Freeview or are thinking of?
No, I don't know anyone who's got a Freeview box. I'm sure there are people out there, but personally I don't know any people who have.
What would have National have done different setting up Freeview?
Well, what would we have done differently? I mean, you know, it's not a matter of so much what would we do have done differently, but what will we be doing into the future. Now, we would want to make sure that the taxpayer is getting a good return for the $105 million that's been put into Freeview. So we would want to make sure that for that expenditure, we've actually got people watching Freeview, and at the moment I don't believe we have. So the question for Steve Mahari is, when is he going to release these viewer figures? That's the key.
I under the Official Information Act, I requested that information on how many subscribers I had. He denied it, saying that Freeview will be announcing the numbers quarterly. Do you believe this to be... Well, it has to be true, but do you believe Mahari is trying to hide from the public?
Yeah, I think he, right along, has tried to put distance between himself and the reality of the situation. And he was very keen for the government to take credit for setting up digital television, but he doesn't want any of the responsibility for viewer numbers. So he's been cherry-picking on this. He wants to be associated with things when they go well, but not so keen to have to get up and answer some of the hard questions around broadcasting.
Yeah. To television in general, there's a TVNZ charter review coming up.
Yep.
What sort of changes would National try and make to the charter?
Well, it's not a matter of what changes we would make, because that review is being done independently of the politicians. But I think one of the things we would want to see is a charter that actually has some meaning and is relevant to the general public and actually has some quantifiable numbers around it. At the moment, the problem with the charter is that it's really quite meaningless. You know, if you look at it, it's so non-specific on TVNZ can qualify as charter programming in one form or another. Not absolutely everything, but there's a lot of latitude there. So the charter just becomes sort of a bit of a white elephant. So you would say, look, if you're going to have a charter, it actually has to mean something, and you actually have to be able to measure how you're delivering against that charter. And at the moment, that's not the case.
So you'd want it to be very specific in the terms of programming and what quantifies as Maori content, etc.?
What I'm saying is, if you have a charter, you have to look at what you're trying to achieve by having the charter. You know, what's the point of having a charter unless you can actually say, well, this is what the charter is going to deliver and this is what it has delivered. Now, at the moment, we haven't got that situation. So, you know, you would have to look at, well, what form do you want the charter to take, and then how are you going to measure what it's delivering? Mm. So the current one, it does need a revamp.
What do you and National see for the future of television in New Zealand?
What do we see as the future of television in New Zealand? Well, we're keen that the public get free access to good quality public broadcasting content, and that's the long-term aim. So we want to make sure that the programs that fulfill public broadcasting criteria are available on New Zealand television screens. We've got a good setup through New Zealand On Air, and we are keen to see competition for funding to make great quality public broadcasting programs.
In regards to Maori content, would National want to see more Maori-based programming on free-to-air?
More on free-to-air? Well, I think we've got quite a good amount of that at the moment. So, you know, we support Maori broadcasting. I think you have to look at the public demand and the public interest. But we certainly do support Maori broadcasting.
Including Maori television?
Yep, we support Maori television.
Okay, well, that's all the questions I had, so thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no, that's my pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.